USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
In France, President Trump, other world leaders, and dozens of American veterans are marking the sacrifice and victory of the men who landed on the beaches of Normandy, France, 75 years ago today in the huge D-Day invasion. The president speaking at the event at the Normandy American Cemetery.
To more than 170 veterans of the Second World War who join us today, you are among the very greatest Americans who will ever live. You are the pride of our nation. You are the glory of our republic. And we thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
More than 9,000 Americans are buried in that cemetery. This is USA Radio News.
So you sit down and do your budget, and you look at all your monthly costs and your bills and your income, and it seems like there's never quite enough. You know what would really help? Finding $500 a month to help balance things out. That is the typical savings. $500 a month for a family when you switch to MediShare for your health care. And when it comes to health care sharing ministries, MediShare is really the gold standard. It's been around for 25 years and has more than 400,000 members. It's been around so long and grown so much because it works. And whether you're single or married or have kids, this could make sitting down to do a monthly budget a lot more fun. $500 a month can more than cover a car payment or payback loans, whatever. So join MediShare and go out to dinner to celebrate. Here's the number to call. They are incredibly kind and helpful to talk to. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
YouTube says it's taking down conspiracy videos that claim events like the Holocaust or Sandy Hook school shootings were hoaxes. The video streaming giant saying in a blog post it's removing hundreds of thousands of such videos. The number of measles cases in the U.S. is topping 1,000. Health and Human Services Secretary Alex Azar calling the milestone a troubling reminder of the importance of promoting vaccinations. The current outbreak is the worst in America since, well, 3 decades ago. A big winner at this year's CMT Music Awards last night.
And the winner is Carrie Underwood, Love Wins.
Yeah, Carrie Underwood won Video of the Year for her hit Cry Pretty and Best Female Video of the Year for Love Wins. Kane Brown picking up Best Male Video for his hit Lose It. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Police in the Motor City are searching for a possible serial killer, as we hear from USA Radio's Rick Vinson.
Police in Detroit say they think a serial murderer and rapist is at large in the city after the body of a third woman was found in a vacant home. Chief James Craig says they believe the homicides are linked to the sex trade.
It appears the suspect is targeting women in their early 50s. We want to make, again, any sex worker aware, particularly if a person is trying to lure them to a vacant dwelling.
Two of the women have now been identified, both in their 50s.
The government reporting an abrupt drop in the number of H-1B visas being approved. These are the visas for highly skilled workers, usually in the tech industry, where U.S. firms struggle to find qualified Americans to fill the jobs. U.S. Citizenship and Immigration Services approving 335,000 of the visas in the 2018 fiscal year, but that's down 10% from the year before. And Carnival Cruise Lines is being hit with a $20 million fine for illegal dumping again. The Justice Department says the latest penalty is for violating the company's environmental probation for illegally dumping contaminated waste and falsifying records in 2017, for which it paid a $40 million fine. And reminding you to find out more about USA Radio by visiting usaradio.com. We've got other shows and podcasts. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.